With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're back with yet another action-packed episode of Scandoval, Vanderpump Rules recap, of just constant, nonstop updates.
It's just crazy. Like, who would have thought that this season would pan out like this? Like, we're kind of getting like a double feature here.
Yes.
We're getting alternate, like, it's like an alternate ending, like, choose your own, like, pathway, like, season. Like,
it is such a weird viewing experience.
Like, what?
We're like, what? It's
happening.
Yeah. It's such a weird viewing experience.
I also just wanted to let you know, I made an impulse buy, but not really, because I've been thinking about it ever since they launched it. I did buy a sweatshirt from Katie and Ariana.
Yes, support them.
I bought one, but I wanted to tell you, so in case you wanted to get one, because I'm going to start wearing it as soon as I get to every podcast that we do.
Support. I love it. I love it. Do they have just a crew neck right now? Or they have a hoodie.
Okay. They have a crew neck. I got the black one just because I'm wearing a white sweatshirt now, but it's just really hard to keep it white with my black makeup.
It actually is hard to keep anything white for me too. Like, I went through a phase where I was like, I want to wear very crisp white things, and that did not last. Like,
it's just like makeup, especially. It's just like, it just gets on the neck. No matter, I don't even put makeup on my neck, and I'm like, how is it getting down here?
I think it's like as soon as you pull it off, or so, like it's too easy, or like you look down.
Oh,
or,
yeah, maybe when you're like looking down.
Uh huh. Or if, like, know. Even if you maybe touch something, it's too easy. Even on my black sweatshirt collar, I noticed it when I was editing. I was like, oh my god, I have a little smudge of makeup on my black sweatshirt. Okay, so I need to do the intro before I roll the intro, because I keep forgetting to do that and finding a way to. So before I roll the intro, everybody, let's do some pitches. Guys, if you've been liking our coverage, drop us a nice 5-star rating and review on whatever platform you listen. We could use it.
Yeah, I got a really mean one.
Someone called her evil.
Someone called me evil, guys.
That was mean.
Thank you.
But I want to say thank you to the people who've written nice ones, because those nice reviews have been awesome and sweet. And some of them have even addressed the bad reviews, saying, I don't know what their problem is.
Yeah.
So if you haven't already, please, it also really helps the podcast grow. It helps the algorithm. The more people that rate and review, it like pushes it out, and it sends a message to like Apple Podcasts and Spotify, like, this one's popular. So if you could do that, it's a free way to support. And if you'd like bonus content, and if you would like early access.
You're like, no, not free.
Opposite. Early access to episodes. Like, for example, I already have the Jersey and Summer House recaps up. Go over to the Patreon. For only $3 a month, you get early access to episodes, ad-free content. And for only $6 a month, you get all the bonus episodes. And if you want to go extra, be the moment and get $10 a month video content. That's over on the Patreon. Link is in the description. And if you're watching on YouTube, but don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. All right, guys, let's roll the intro and we'll get into this business. Here at She Speaks Bravo, we believe that Bravo TV is a great form of self-care and therapy. Look at me. I've been using it for over a decade, and I am a complete mess. That's me, by the way. I'm Emily, and I'm your host on this journey.
What is this, honey?
I love that.
If you're not already subscribed, get subscribed and hit that notification bell, because I'm releasing new episodes at least 3 times a week.
Clip! You fool!
That's my opinion!
I talk Bravo, I talk true crime, and sometimes I talk a little scripted. So whatever you're here for, I hope you enjoy the show. Okay. Let's discuss that we have now gotten confirmation that Rachel will be at the reunion.
I'm so happy about this. And I think that everybody who's been following the story from the very beginning, I think that we all should give ourselves a pat on the back, because I think we did this as viewers, because I feel like we were so outraged, all of us like collectively on the internet, that we were thinking that she was going to zoom in, that we were all like, no, we made it very clear that that is not what we were looking for in this reunion. I think they heard us, because they're like, we got to figure something out, because we were not going to have that.
Not acceptable.
Not acceptable.
Virtual no. is not acceptable. We need to feel her in there. We need to feel that energy. What is it like?
What is it like? Oh, to be a – and they're filming right now, guys. I'm checking chills.
Oh, they're filming right now. Like, as we speak, they're there.
I heard that they confiscated all of their phones, because
they're going to start doing that from now on, I think, for all reunions.
Yeah, because they're like – they already, I think, started having leaks or whatever. So they like confiscated all of their phones.
I think that was after the Beverly Hills reunion, and Lisa Rinna was leaking it to an account, and the account was like posting updates.
Oh, yeah. That was like as they were still filming. Like, that was wild.
It was really – I actually hated that, because as much as I love to know what's going on, I do want to enjoy and view a show. Like, that's
you don't
part
have
of
too
the
much.
Point. Yeah.
That's why I don't love that they have been doing those like 6-minute teaser thingies.
You know how I feel
because
about that?
I know, but you know I am a sucker. I'm going to watch
Pia
it.
Pia can't resist.
I can't resist.
Pia cannot resist.
I can't resist, but I also, it does make me like, so I'm watching the episode. Like, I already seen that little part of James and Allie having their date. So like, I ended up just skipping it when I was watching it in real time, because I'm like, I already saw that. I'm not sitting through that again. Like,
what did they release the tarot card thing?
Yeah, they had already. I already saw that blurb already. So I was like, so I just fast forwarded. I'm like, that was a waste of my time. I'm not going to watch that again.
Yeah. I had not seen it. It was also not that exciting.
I know. That's why I was like, and I already know it's not that exciting. I'm not sitting here and watching that again. It's 5 minutes. I won't get back.
Yeah, it wasn't. I was like, whatever. Anyway, so Rachel will be at the reunion. The difficult thing is, let me refer to the post that was put out. I mean, I don't know if this is accurate, but I think I got to say all the inside info that's been leaked has been pretty on point.
Yeah.
The source told Entertainment Tonight that because of the restraining order, Raquel and Sheena cannot address each other directly.
That's so weird.
Okay, that's silly. But I guess according to the restraining order. So what's going to happen is they think Sheena will film her segment and then Rachel will be brought in. Okay. And I just don't want the vibe to be like, Rachel has to be brought in to be protected from Sheena. Like, okay, Sheena, you have to go. Violence is not the answer, everyone. We want that to be very clear. And then here comes Rachel, like, being protected and ushered in by security.
Yeah.
I don't want that to be the vibe, because it's not the vibe. And so that leads me into the TMZ video. Okay.
First of all, do you think she's going to get in trouble for that?
So that's, I mean, I was shocked that she was willing, like, it seemed obviously very staged.
Yeah.
It seemed, like, who sits in front of a nail salon?
Did you see the video I sent you from Spencer?
Yeah, but I didn't even need to see that. Like, who sits in front of a nail salon?
Yeah, no. So it seems like she initially did get caught off guard by the paparazzi, because she was like not really saying anything. Like when she was, I remember the first part where she's just like has a mask up and glasses, and she's not really responding to them. And then it seems like she was like, okay, no, like I want to say something, so now I'm gonna sit over here and like now you guys can come over and you can ask me, like, you know what I mean? It seemed like
she maybe was, like, I missed the beginning.
So they like caught her coming out of like LAX, like literally coming out of the
doors. Oh, yes. I saw that part.
And she wasn't responding. And then all of a sudden, it seemed like she like found a spot in front of this like random nail bar and was like, okay, guys, ask me your questions. That's what it felt like.
I thought that was two different. That's two different places because Blush Nail Bar is in studios, is in like Valley Village area.
I thought it was around the same place. Okay.
No, LAX is very far away from where Blush Nail Bar is.
I don't know where is Blush Nail Bar.
And Blush Nail Bar is, it's quite near you.
Is it? Oh, well, I mean, yeah, that makes sense because she lives on my street.
And thanks to Face Reality 16, shout out Eliza, thanks to her, she found out that Blush Nail Bar follows Ariana on Instagram. So I have a feeling that Blush Nail Bar is a place that Ariana and Raquel got their nails done together because, damn, you know, they were friends.
Whoa, yeah. You just blew my mind. Okay, I thought she just like, in my head, she just like, there was like, I don't know. I guess, why would there be a, now that I think about it, a nail bar just by LAX? I
mean, and why would you go there?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
No, yeah, so, no. So she was separate. Like that was her good, just getting stalked by paparazzi, like not so talking.
She fully just like was like, no, I want to make a statement. That was what that was. She thought about it. She's like in her Uber all the way from LAX. She's like, TMZ, meet me at Blush Bar. We're doing this. But I feel like that was a bad idea though.
It is suspicious that this is the exact same Morgan P. Talks shout out. She posted about how she's like, it's the exact same reporter from TMC Backrid who found Tom Schwartz at LAX, who then saw Ariana at the coffee shop, like leaving the coffee shop, and then who saw Raquel. It is starting to feel like,
everyone like just that's the person that they
or
have.
Is that guy just like stationed? Is that guy like, I'm on it. Like, this is my thing. I'm going to make sure I know where these guys are, or at all times. That's possible.
Yeah,
because
TMZ might be like, you're on this. Like,
that's
this
your thing.
This is your case. Like
and he may have, and their group might have a leak in the group. It's like, I know where they are at all times.
Oh,
and
I'm sure.
And is getting paid some money to leak all of their locations.
Oh, especially the people that they have around, like, you know, those
I know a few in that group that could, you know, be doing that.
Yeah.
There's a few sketch ones that claim to be their besties, but they would make an extra buck or two doing that.
Yeah. I completely think that there's so many people in it, could any one of them. I couldn't even tell you which friend for
so
sure.
I know it was disturbing, but I'm going to make us all listen, or for those watching, watch the video of the TMZ Rachel video together.
Oh,
because I want us to dissect it.
Okay
because it was disturbing.
It was.
Okay, get ready, guys.
How are you doing? How are you holding up ever since everything broke up?
I'm holding up okay.
Okay.
It's been a little rough, but I'm hanging in there.
Okay, I see your face kind of cleared up.
Yeah.
That's good. Sheena claims she never hit you. Is that true? Or is she, like, who's lying? Who's saying the truth? Like,
Sheena knows what happened that night.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to go into it too much.
Okay.
I do have a permanent scar.
Okay.
On my eyebrow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I see it.
So.
Okay, how do you feel about the show tomorrow? Just meeting everyone.
I know I have to take accountability for my actions.
Yeah.
I'm completely prepared to do that.
Okay.
And
okay, have you apologized to Ari yet? Have you guys talked, or how's that?
We talked on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologized to her over text, but she didn't receive it very well, so.
Okay, what did she say back?
I prefer not to say.
Okay, it was probably.
Just know it wasn't well, yeah.
Okay. How did it start? Like, you and Tom, was it just something that just happened out the ordinary, or is, you know?
It started off as a friendship.
Okay.
And it turned into something more.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure we'll go into detail.
Yeah.
Why is she answering these questions?
Was the kiss to you and Tom, people think it was a cover-up for the other Tom, you and Tom Schwartz.
Uh-huh.
When you guys kissed, people think it was a cover-up for you and Tom's affair. Is that true, or was that just for...
No, that's not true.
Okay.
I genuinely had an interest in Tom
Schwartz. That's worse,
actually. And there was a genuine curiosity there. So
okay.
Worse. That's
all right. So are we going to see more you and Tom Sandoval, or what's your relationship with them? When's the last time you talked to him?
I don't know where our relationship is going to be.
Okay.
We're just kind of trying to get through these next few steps and trying to, you know, make amends, hear everybody out. I know a lot of people are angry. So, I think just getting through these next few steps and seeing where it goes.
Yeah.
We're not going to label on anything. Just kind of like taking a break for now.
Okay. Have you talked to any other cast members?
No,
you haven't. Okay, have they reached out, or have they just been?
No.
I feel like people attack you too much. I mean, things happen, and I mean,
he's baiting her. I can tell.
I feel like sometimes, you know, people kind of need to not attack someone too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like you're taking accountability.
It's been a lot. I've been kind of off social media altogether.
You actually haven't. You've been commenting on it.
Yeah. That was smart.
But it has been a lot. But I guess, you know, there's consequences to my actions.
Yeah.
I really think we're getting through too much. So, here we are.
Okay. What do you think about Lala? She's been kind of aggressive towards you.
Yeah. She always has been aggressive towards
you. Yeah, what's up with that?
She's
why is she so kind of mean towards you, like super aggressive?
You have to ask her that question, but I think I've always kind of rubbed her the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Did Tom Schwartz know about the whole affair? I mean, he didn't know about it? Okay. So, like, when did it start? When's the first time you kind of, you know?
We'll go into that at the reunion tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, he did know there was a reunion tomorrow.
Twitter, I gotta ask you that you guys had a threesome. I know it's a little far-fetched. Is that true, or?
No,
that's not true. Okay. All right, Raquel, well, I wish you all the best. I hope you have a great day.
Bye.
Did she get paid for that? Why she, like, did this? Did TMZ give her money for that? I just feel like that's, everyone knows that you don't, especially, like, you're about to film a reunion, you're answering questions that they're absolutely going to answer or ask you that they would want to be saved for the reunion. Like, the threesome one was definitely going to be something that was going to be brought up. And I've answered it.
None of this should have been answered.
None of it.
What are you doing?
All of it. Well, we're filming the reunion tomorrow, so I'm going to be answering all that at the reunion tomorrow.
What are you doing?
I just don't understand.
That's crazy.
She hasn't said anything this entire time, right?
Yeah.
Nothing. It's been going on for about 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
She said nothing. And the day before the reunion, she just wants to just mention it all, as my girl Bethany Frankel would say. Just mention it all. Like, this is not going to bode well. And you know what? I actually think she's going to piss producers off by it.
Oh, yeah.
And now that I'm not saying that they were going to be easy on her today, but I feel like they're not going to hold back.
Oh, yeah. She walked into it. She walked into set that today, and they were like, so, why'd you do that? She's like, I didn't think that it was a problem because, like, they're like, all of those questions were on the cards Andy was going to read through. Obviously.
Like, also, like, kind of even, she said way too much about where her relationship is with Sandoval. Like, that's going to be a huge thing. And, I mean, I don't know if she was lying. Like, maybe she's lying and she's going to, like, she was misleading us, like, was a red herring so that she could. It could be more of a surprise when they say they are together on the reunion. I don't know, but
I guess she did kind of say that in her. Remember, she made that statement where she kind of said that.
She has mentioned that, but like so, but that
it's statement different to say it out of your mouth.
It's different to say it out of your mouth, and that statement was still made a week ago. And as we know, things keep changing with this every day. So I have no. A week ago, she could have felt this way, and then she and Sandoval could have had a conversation and it could be completely different. So I still wasn't sure where, like, I feel like their relationship is a day-to-day thing. Like, I don't know where they're at.
And I could have swore on Dumois I saw a blind that said that Tom came back from Arizona.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was fully like, they're probably together. They've made the decision that they're going to come out as a couple. That's what I was going to assume that was going to happen today at the reunion. And maybe it still is, but I just don't know. I think that TMZ thing was like, if she, I don't know if she doesn't want to be on the show anymore, but she's like, I just feel like she's doing a lot of stuff to get her ass fired. Like putting parameters like the, with the restraining order with Sheena to make it hard to film the reunion.
Oh, like you like, think she's trying to get fired?
I don't know, but like she doesn't seem like she's trying to stay on her show. Like she's doing everything wrong. Like everything. What is her PR team telling her? Like, I'm confused. What are they, how are they mentoring and guiding her? Because it doesn't seem.
Did she end up signing with them? I could have swore she ended up, she took them off her bio.
Didn't she get another? She doesn't have
I don't remember.
Let me just try to look her
up. I don't remember if she ended up having to like break ties.
I know the first, she doesn't have anything on here.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
So I don't know if they were like, you're hopeless, never mind, you're not going to listen
to I know
to
one of them fired her right away after the thing because her story wasn't aligning.
With their morals?
I don't know about their morals. I just feel like
I don't think probably, any PR team really has one.
Yeah, right. I just feel like she was like saying her like stories were not – they can't, like, she was just not making any sense. I don't think she was, like, they were like, I can't.
They're like, spend, we can't. Like,
like you tell me, you're just like, was it a black eye? Was it a hit? What did she do? Because you just said she punched you. Then you're like, no, she slapped. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I feel like. She just kept changing her story. Like, we can't work with you. Like, you can't even keep your life straight.
We give up. You guys are in for such a treat because support for today's episode is brought to you by Jenny Kane. Think minimalist meets luxury. Jenny Kane items are classic, comfortable, and California-inspired clothes. From the cashmere or cotton knit sweater that you're obsessed with to the flowy summer dress you never want to take off. With elevated everyday basics and wardrobe essentials, getting dressed has never been easier. When it comes to investing in an outfit that'll last forever, we choose Jenny Kane. For a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their entire order. Go to jennykane.com and use the code SHESPEAKS for 15% off. I am now obsessed with the sweater jacket that I got. I wear it literally with everything. It's like the only jacket I have now. My sister has made fun of me. She's like, is this now your only jacket? I said, yes. Why would I need anything else? It is warm enough, but also lightweight enough. It's a classic line. It's so cozy, which is the name of my game. It will never go out of style. Goes with everything. I dress it up. I dress it down. Their website is, as Dorit would say, the chicest website I've ever seen. The thing about Jenny Kane is you can feel the difference. They're just quality. I feel rich. That's how I feel. Jenny Kane is known for their cashmere though. They've got this cocoon cardigan. It's got this like relaxed fit. It's like ultra cozy silhouette. They also do, it's really lightweight, the fisherman sweater. And these are those core pieces that you can dress them up, you can dress them down. They look good for your work day, your weekday, your weekend. You can wear them alone, you can layer them. The versatility, that's what the investment's about. They also make mules and sandals, and they are so comfortable. And they're made in suede or leather, so it gives them that really elevated touch. They go well with everything. And they are just, they're the only shoe you're going to reach for this spring, I tell ya. Whether you're running errands or you're going out on the town, Jenny Kane is our go-to for that effortless Jennifer Aniston everyday outfitting. You know what I mean? Find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order. Our listeners get 15% off when you use code SHESPEAKS at checkout. That's 15% off at jennikayne.com, promo code SHESPEAKS. The brand go-to for all season staples. Treat yourself because you deserve it, honey. Okay, moving on to the epic mid-season trailer that they dropped on us.
That
took our breath away.
I watched that like 40 times.
I didn't take a breath. Like I forgot breathing existed the first time I watched it.
It was masterpiece, actually.
Oh my God, it was stunning.
It was stunning.
The part where they like do like the like boom, boom.
I know.
Boom. Boom. And it ends with I don't like it when he's like, do you want anything? All casual in the kitchen, like,
I know.
Well, let me get you a glass of water. And like she goes, for you to die. Yeah, that's the only proper response. Cause Tom, you're not gonna get her a glass of water from the fucking kitchen.
Yeah, like, can I get you anything? Like,
didn't know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you could die. That would be such. The way she said it, though, it was just so chilling. Like, it was just like a person that was just like, I am just so done. Like, it
for
was just like,
die.
Just, it was not, no yelling. It was just like, she is nothing for you anymore. Like, whatever you're trying to do here, whatever. She's nothing for you. Her energy is done with you. Stop talking to her.
The shot like, that's in silence, but the shot where she screams.
Yeah, you can tell she's saying
face,
Raquel.
Raquel.
Yeah, she's like you can tell.
And when Sheena says, this is a full-blown affair, I'm like, oh my God, they're really going to talk about it. They're really going to talk about it, you guys. They're talking about it on camera. Like, I know we knew that was going to happen, but it's like, now we know. We know that's going to happen.
Right. And now we know that Kristen must be there because, like, that was the day that it was the paparazzi had. Mm-hmm. She's, thank you. Sheena was wearing something that was so, like,
noticeable.
So she's wearing that white bucket hat. So mm-hmm. that's the day that paparazzi caught Kristen, Sheena, and who was the third person that went?
Katie. Yeah. Another thing in the mid-season trailer that I would like to say to anybody who's going nuts trying to, like, piece it together, it is – because I've had a few people message me. Mm-hmm. It is not – the way it's pieced together, it's not in chronological order.
No.
Some people are trying to say, like, because of this that happens in this moment, then the next moment is because of that. It's not. It's like you have to look at the outfits they're wearing.
It's a nuanced trailer.
What they try to do is sometimes mislead you.
Yes.
And some things that they're saying may seem like it's directed at one person and it's totally not. Raquel saying, I do not regret our relationship may not be about Tom Sandoval. It most likely is about James, in my opinion.
Oh, I was thinking it might be about Schwartz.
Oh. Just she's like, going to refer to it as a relationship? My God, I'll kill her.
I don't know, but like, I feel like the way that she's been talking about Schwartz, like, I just feel like it could be him. Like, I don't, like, she just, like, I just feel like she's like, I don't regret any of it. Because she's just so, like, I don't care about
the fact that she said in that TMZ video, too, she's like, no, I really actually liked Schwartz. I was curious. Like, that's worse, actually. That's worse because you were already messing around with Sandoval and you were still, like, might as well. I mean, I know this is going to break Katie's heart, but might as well still pursue Schwartz.
And, okay,
reckless.
You know, and also, let's think about this. Let's just take the women out of it for a second. So if she was genuinely curious about Schwartz but having a full love affair with Sandoval, so then what if Schwartz actually did start falling for you? So what was going to happen between the Toms? Ooh. That would have had a really crazy dynamic, like, breakup. Like, they have a restaurant and business together. So you were okay with, like, pursuing two best friends and possibly – putting a wedge in their friendship. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, put
well,
any,
Sandoval
like,
knew about it because Sandoval was encouraging it.
But, like, the thing is, it could have.
What,
like,
was that about?
What if Schwartz didn't know about it and making Sandoval and she's pursuing Schwartz and Sandoval can't tell Schwartz because he's in a whole other relationship, causing tension, and Schwartz doesn't understand the tension. Like, there's just all these different things that could have happened. And Raquel, yeah. Rachel was being very messy.
Like, that
if that's true.
That doesn't even track, actually, her saying that. You had a genuine curiosity, yet Sandoval was fully on board with you doing that, knowing he was having this affair with you. Yeah. Maybe, like, I can't, like, that
I don't
does
think
not
she had
even
a genuine interest. I think she had, if anything, she was, if it wasn't a cover-up with Schwartz involved, it was more so to get a rise out of Sandoval when, you know, she was feeling maybe neglected or jealous of his facade with Ariana. It was like a way to just be like, okay, well, I'm going to flirt with your best friend and get your attention.
Yep.
That's the only way I can get your attention.
Wow.
Because he's such a narcissist, egomaniac that if his friend Schwartz was getting any attention from the girl that he's actually with, he would go – it would make him nuts.
Oh, let's switch to Sandoval anger now. Sandoval is going to be such a nasty person at this reunion.
Oh, yeah.
It is going to be how he has been attacked and, Ariana, we weren't happy for years and we haven't had sex and you haven't
like, come
been-
on.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
God, I hate him.
You guys are going to just not understand where I'm coming from. What about me? Poor me. All of you guys are going to not see my side. Blah, blah, blah.
He's like, it's been really hard to be in a relationship with someone who's just not emotionally available. Like, I've tried. Believe me, I tried. I tried to be there. And it's like, how do you break up with someone that you love? Like, I love Ariana. I still do. But it's just like, we weren't having sex.
it's going to be really hideous.
And I know – I don't know what algorithm a lot of other people are on where they feel like Sandoval is not getting this heat. But I think maybe
– the bulk of my posts are about actually how much I hate Sandoval.
Yeah, I think that
the comments turn into Rachel comments.
Yeah, I think what the issue is. I think that I was really trying to figure out what the disconnect is for people and why people don't think that everyone is as equally or if not more upset with Sandoval. The problem is we're watching this show, right? And if there wasn't a Sandoval, Sandoval is not really a part of the show's narrative right now. Like, Raquel's mostly the drama on the actual season. Sandoval is just a cherry on top of the cake. So, unfortunately, Raquel is on both. Like, she's
on
the
show and in the scan. Yeah, you're right.
So, she's coming up a little bit more because she's in all of the drama. Sandoval's only in this part of it, which is technically not on the show yet. So I think that's where the disconnect is. But let me tell you, we got heat for that man. Okay.
Yeah.
Like that, like I can't wait till this reunion because I can't wait for this fucking man to get dragged. I can't fucking wait. I can't wait to watch his ass get dragged because it's not going to be like the past with like Kristen and him. Like, because people just did not like Kristen, unfortunately, and didn't give her that much sympathy or empathy when Sandoval did, come on with Ariana and they're holding hands and stuff like that, which I actually did have empathy. I felt bad for her. But I understand most of the cast was mad at her and, you know, but it's not going to be like this. So he's not going to have that luxury where most of the cast is.
That's a great point you made.
Turning a blind eye to his shenanigans.
Yeah.
Guys, if you haven't felt that uproar for Sandoval yet, just wait. You're going to get it at the reunion. So just
that
wait.
Was a relief when you said that. It's like, it's not going to be the same, like, we all support this. It's going to be like, nope, burn him.
Burn him. So yeah,
burn him. His time is finally up.
Yeah, so, like, we just have to sit tight. It's just not, like, unfortunately, we have to get through this season, and Rachel is the drama. Sandoval is not on the show, so we have to be patient for his dragging.
Sandoval is the drama.
He is the drama, which you didn't know. We didn't know at the time. Also, I did quickly, since we're talking about the mid-season trailer, I was watching a video right before on TikTok really quick. The creator, who you've probably been seeing pop up a lot. Oh, okay. Yeah, here it is. The creator is Steph with the Deets. She posted, there's a part in the mid-season trailer where they're saying something about they saw you at the Abbey.
Yeah.
And she's reporting that I think Page Six maybe said this. In her TikTok, she's saying that it was supposedly about Tom and Raquel being spotted at the Abbey in like August by Allie.
Sandoval
Yes.
In Raquel?
Yes. In August, like she may have caught them at the Abbey being cuddly cozy, and they got weird. And that's why Raquel may have been trying to befriend Allie, because she knew that Allie may have had suspicions. So she was that could be a reason why we kept seeing Raquel constantly trying to talk to Allie, because she had seen something. I think that's what they're talking about in the mid-season trailer, allegedly.
So the allegation is that is part of the, like, post Raquel reveal.
Yeah, like, so
footage.
Like, yeah, so like they're talking to Sandoval or something, like the girls. There's that part in the trailer where they're like,
I don't know if I buy that. That's because they're all together. They're all filming together.
Oh, that's true.
No one. They're not going to have any all cast scenes together when that's.
Oh
happening.
Wait, but no, they might, because then Sandoval says in the mid season trailer there is a part where they're all with them, because I think they're at their house when he's like, you don't know our relationship or something. Was that not
that's just Tom and Ariana?
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's just when they have their one-on-one.
All right.
And then he's like, can I get you anything? That's that same moment.
Okay. See?
Yeah. That scene where she's like, they saw you at the Abbey together. They look like they're at like a costume party almost, but like they're at one of their parties.
Mm. Okay.
And Raquel is sitting next to Sheena.
Okay. See? Speculation. That was big. Thank you. Look at you. Emily's really good at dissecting.
Well, it's because I make content with it and I do like the reaction clips. So I'm literally like staring at it for an hour.
That's a good catch, because they wouldn't have been filming all together.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, they wouldn't be saying that about that post Scandoval, because there was no filming all together after
that. See, we just debunked it. Sorry, girl. Sorry, girl, your TikTok.
Yeah,
she's been, but you know what, she was also the same, like, I don't want to be a hater, but she was also the same one who posted the guy that always does the fake content, always like pretends like he's like, he was the one who was saying Sandoval slept with his friend and like was having all those fake DMs, and then he's the one who was
Patrick.
Yeah, so she was also reporting that a lot too. No, that was not real.
Yeah, no, a bunch of people sent me that theory too. Like, I think not that it was Allie or anything, but it was like, I think this has something to do with that. I'm like, they're all together though. So,
You're so good. Love it. Thank you for that.
It's because when you do like the reaction clips and you have literally like staring at the screen that much, that's why.
Now I got it. Now, okay, after this, I'm going to watch it again. I want to like really.
Yeah. I almost clipped together the parts where they're actually, I might still do that. Ooh. Where they're all in the same outfits and like put like, this is the same moment. This is the same moment.
Oh, that would actually be really helpful for people.
Yeah. Because based on the outfits they're wearing, because everyone's getting a little thrown off. So I just don't know if I have time, because I still have to finish editing something else.
I will say that I knew from the first watch that Tom kissing the mysterious woman was Ariana. I knew that from the first watch. Yeah, I was like, guys, it's not going to be that. I knew. I was like, that was too easy.
You're
I was like, that's Ariana. You're not going to get me on that one. And I was like, also, like, you're not, like, I know that there's a kissing scene with him and Raquel on camera, but it's not going to be in bed like that, please.
I'm like, that's
too much.
There's no way.
Like, there's
He's not going to be coming in like, hey, babe, and kissing her in bed. Yeah. No,
that
no,
would be like, no. And if they did, that would be like, I would literally throw my TV.
No, like,
off.
And I
pull it off the wall.
I love that they did that though, because they're like, let's really fuck with them.
I know.
Let's really fuck with them. But no,
I was
guys.
Like, that one was too obvious. I was like, please. Yeah. I was like, that is Ariana.
Yeah. Don't do that to us.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, I made the best HelloFresh meal last night. Okay, it was the mushroom and chive risotto. You know, here's the thing about HelloFresh. I'm a disaster in a kitchen, but they have those meal recipe cards that you follow, and everything's pre-portioned. So you like open up the bag, like you pick the bag up. You're like, okay, I'm going to make the mushroom and chive risotto, and it's delivered. So like it's delivered to me. I don't have to go to the grocery store. And I'm in Los Angeles and it's been raining and we don't like to do anything in the rain. We can't do anything when it rains. So I didn't even have to go. I didn't have to leave the house. The meals were delivered. So I pulled out the mushroom and risotto, pulled out the pre-portioned ingredients, put that meal card right in front of me and just followed the steps. You feel like a chef. And the thing that drives me crazy when I go to the grocery store, just normally, when I get chives at the grocery store, I'm left with so much extra chives, but there's no leftover produce going to waste. And I actually think that's one of the pluses of HelloFresh. Another great thing about HelloFresh is you can swap out proteins. You can also put in organic chicken and beef, if that's your thing. That is my thing. I did select organic beef and chicken on a few of my meals. But if you like a veggie dish, for example, and you're like, that'd be better if I just had some chicken. Well, you can add chicken if you want. And there are like 40 weekly recipes to pick from. So tons of options. And you save so much money compared to delivery, which is my kryptonite. Well, it's my bank account's kryptonite. Go to HelloFresh.com/SheSpeaks60 and use code SheSpeaks60 for 60% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/SheSpeaks60 and use code SheSpeaks60 for 60% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. You know, for most of us, learning a new language wasn't necessarily a high point in our academic careers. Like, I learned Spanish in high school, but all I can remember is the teacher used Comic Sans on all of her papers and all of her tests. So yeah, I don't remember much. But now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad or connecting in a deeper way with family, or maybe you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. Like, I don't know if, in case you missed it, I am trying to plan a trip to, it was going to be Tulum, but I think I might go to somewhere less touristy, and I'm trying to land a sexy vacation local hookup, and I need to woo him with my Spanish. No shame in my game, okay? Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it super perfect to learn a new language on the go. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were actually created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. And with Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. It's happened to me a few times. There's so many ways to learn with Babbel, too. You can do the lessons, obviously, but you can also access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. So, what do you got to lose? Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SheSpeaks. That's BABBEL.com/SheSpeaks for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. Okay, let's get into this week's episode. This was, again, very difficult to watch because we just know other things. Yeah. And it's just so, it's so impossible for us to watch it pre this information. It's impossible. So bear with us. Yeah. Because when Rachel arrives, Tom truly pretends to be shocked. It's a bad acting job. He's like, whoa, what are you doing here? I'm like, okay, dude.
You invited her.
Like, you need to just stay quiet because you're not a good actor.
He's not. No. He never has been.
Never has been.
He never. I'm not even saying that to be a hater because he just really has never been a good actor. He's terrible. So over the top.
Yeah, terrible. James is freaking out. Freaking out. I mean, he's as he should. Really funny though. He's really funny though too. He's like, guys, night means nothing.
He's then, so funny.
And then in his confessional, he's like, it's supposed to be guys night, G-U-Y-S, guys night. Like, he's just funny. When he gets mad, like, he, you know, I mean, unless of course he's like insulting people, then it's, even then it's kind of funny.
It is. Okay. You have to admit, like, I feel like even people who have been insulted by James, for the most part, after they get over it, they're like, it's a little funny. It was a little funny.
That's kind of like, look at Atlanta. They are like, that was good shade. That was a good read. That
yeah, good. You can't, like, he's really good at it. Like, I would, like, don't get in a fight with James. Like, he's going to annihilate you. And same with Lala, too. Like, just those are the, I actually liked watching them fight because they're the equal parts crazy.
I don't agree with Lala. I don't like watching Lala fight.
No, fight with
each other,
with James.
Oh, yes.
Like the Lala pasta.
And James,
like,
fight it's not each about other. The pasta. Yes, agree. I don't like watching Lala fight with anyone else, but I like Lala and James fight each other back in the day.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about those two fighting. Yeah. It's hilarious television because they're crazy.
Agreed. Okay, I noticed this on my second watch. When James wants to, like, get away from it when they first arrive, Tom, because he's, like, James is like, come with me to go to the bathroom. Tom, like, lingers because he wants to say hi to Raquel. Like, he lingers. He's like,
really?
Okay. Uh-huh.
I did not notice.
Oh, I only got lucky catching it because I happened to look up from taking notes. I was like, of course he did. Of course he fucking did. Also, something to note that was interesting, as Rachel's trying to be like, and then Katie's mom, and Schwartz doesn't know where this is going, but he's like, I love Terry. I love her. She's my girl. And Rachel's like, yeah, I know. But, like, and then Sheena's actually chiming in here. So she's not so innocent. Sheena's like, I know, right? But, like, not when she's like, you know, I'm like, oh, so you are fully hating on Katie's mom.
Yeah. This is
even though you're seeing Schwartz say he loves her, giving you context for how much of a family he is to Katie.
At this point, Sheena was fully, like, pissed. Like, she's not actually she's just so invested in this feud with Katie that she's not actually seeing reason. And I'm like, and I think that's why she's really wants to apologize, because she knows what she was. She knows she was too caught up in this
feud. She gets way too caught up in vengeance.
Yeah. She was fully into this feud, and it didn't matter what anybody said. If it started with Katie, it was going to be always against.
Yep.
She was. I did not like that. I did not like it.
No. And so Tom comes back from the bathroom, and he has this super, it said to me that he was already in conversation via text with Raquel. Like, he had already heard from Raquel. Like, she's like, I'm having the worst time. I'm going to come to guys' night. Like, that was already, at the very least, a part of the conversation. So when Tom comes back, he's like, so Raquel, what happened? Tell us what happened. Very concerned, very caring energy. Even if I had not known about Scandoval, the way she says this line really, I can't get on board with this vibe. She's like, I was being young and fun and single and living my life. I can't get on board with that. That it irked me. I don't understand that type of fake personality. That, like, what are we encouraging here? It's like, let's teach her to live authentically to herself.
I felt like she said it to be also a bit of a dig, saying that, like, they're old. Like, I'm, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's like, I'm just trying to be young and fun. And, like, I can't help but that they're old and boring. Like, that's what I felt. Like,
I thought she was going to say that these girls set me up to look like I'm just some drunk who doesn't, whatever. But instead she said, they set me up to seem like I'm only chasing after guys they're interested in. I'm like, well, hold on. Well, that's a little, like, you are going after.
They didn't set you up. That's what you
that's
did.
That's what you did. I would have agreed if she said they set me up to seem like I'm some wild person, like getting too drunk when it's a girl's right. trip. That I'll agree with. That is what they did.
I would have
agreed
with that as well, because that's how I did feel.
I felt
like
that way.
I felt that way too, because I'm like, you guys, I thought that they needed to chill on that because they're out on a girl's trip and I don't see why she can't be drinking.
Yeah. And like, be too
I didn't
drunk.
Understand. I didn't understand that. I'm like, this is supposed to be fun.
Yeah. And just because you guys aren't drinking as much as she is, it doesn't mean like she's not allowed to do that. And a couple people messaged me saying that when Lala went on Heather McDonald's podcast, she was like, there was more that happened. She had like spilled some shit in my room on the floor and blah, blah, blah. I'm
I
like,
saw that,
yeah,
but I still didn't think it was that
big
of a deal.
I still think that also just happens on girls' trips. Like, I've done that in my 20s many times.
I didn't think that. What I saw in, and I heard what Lala said, that there was more stuff, the spilling of the, like, who cares?
Like, I think if you just don't like someone and they do things like that, you hate them for it.
Exactly. And I think that's what I would have respected more if Lala was just like, I just don't like her. So every little thing, like, I would have respected. She's just annoying me because, like, I already, like, I was trying to like her and then she came in all drunk and, like, spilling shit in my room. And
respect
I was like,
it.
I can't stand you.
Like, and because then that would have admitted that they were being mean girls.
Yeah.
Because she's trying to pretend like, no, we weren't. It was,
no,
so
we
anyway,
were. You guys were.
Yeah.
And it's okay. We have all been guilty of doing it. It wasn't that mean. It was just you guys were being a little catty.
I have never, and I can honestly say, I don't think I've ever been guilty of being a mean girl. I'm always the one being picked on.
You don't think you've ever...
No, I'm always the one getting treated like I'm always the person getting picked on. I'm the beta in most of those situations.
I would say I've done both. Like, I've been the person being picked on, and then I snap and I'll rage out. I'm like, don't talk to me like that. But
I don't think that that's the same, though. If you're snapping back on the people that are being mean to you, that's not the same. But, like, what? Ganging up.
No, but, like, but you've been ganged up, but, like, my reaction to being ganged up is, like...
No. If you're okay. reacting to people ganging up, that's very different than being the people who are ganging up on the one person.
Oh, I don't
that's
think
different.
I don't think that I've ever...
I've never done that. I've never collectively
I've
been, like,
up on
look
anybody.
At that person. Never.
I don't think I've ganged up, because I don't like... to make someone feel bad.
Exactly. I've never done that.
But I think that I have been catty, like privately.
I've been catty privately.
Privately.
Absolutely. Like here
and
on
I'm
this podcast.
And I'm guilty of talking shit. Like,
like here
you know
on
I mean?
This podcast.
Yeah, like we talk shit all the time. I really don't like to see people, like as much as I talk shit, I don't want to, I don't
no.
ever, I can't stand seeing you're right. I've never done that. I guess I was just thinking of maybe being catty. Like, I'm guilty of being catty. And I guess I was thinking of it in the context of they didn't know she was listening at the door. So, like, I was like, they were,
yes,
when they were
different.
Talking about her, it wasn't to be mean. They didn't know she was standing there. So that's what I mean. Like, I would be guilty of, like, maybe I would, like, you know, talking a little shit. And I didn't, like, I wouldn't
have
wanted that person to
hear.
Yeah,
totally.
That.
Fine. But I can tell you now, as someone who was, I was definitely bullied in elementary school by the mean girls. I was definitely kind of bullied in high school by like the bitchy friends I made and had to like kind of be a loner for a bit. But then they ended up being like, sorry, the mean girl is now out of the group. You're cool. I've always... If anyone's feeling like left out at all, I will be like no. I'm like the Ariana, honestly.
Oh,
I can
good.
See both sides, and if I can ever sense someone is feeling like that, I will immediately be like, guys, stop. No.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of like that too.
I think you are too, Pia.
Yeah,
because
having
worked with you with a big staff of people, you were never involved in anything like that.
Yeah, because I don't like because. Even if someone's annoying me,
mm-hmm.
and I I don't.
And there were some bitches,
yeah,
as like, servers, and yeah, you were never among them. Being like, yeah, because and there were some bitches that you nice. Never were involved.
I don't
with.
Like the gang up mentality. I don't need to like. I don't need a whole posse.
You never did that. Like, no, you, that's why that's why I have a very small group of friends I've maintained. That's why we stayed friends, because I just can't stay friends with people who kind of get like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm too sensitive.
Yeah.
Like if I can sense that from someone, like if someone starts to kind of like be sort of moody for no reason, just yeah. like, and I'm like, oh, I can't handle that. Like I get too sensitive.
Which is why I like, as much as like we're like, and the thing is, everybody also needs to normalize this. We are so mad at Rachel and her actions are indefensible, but like I felt I didn't like, I could call out some of the behavior of the cast last week. Like,
yeah.
In parts of the episode, like she was no angel the whole episode, don't get me wrong, but like this, like the, like Christina Kelly making fun of her like star galaxy lights, unnecessary, like who cares.
I honestly would have thought it was cool.
I thought it was cool, and I was like,
I honestly
not.
Would have been like, wait, I want one.
I thought it was cool. And I thought that's how the hotel came, actually.
Yeah, I was like, wait, is that a feature in the lighting?
I was like, that's so cool. Like,
where do
I don't
you
know.
Fit? So, like, I don't think we ever would do that. Period. End of story. But I have to say that then they're doing that. This now Rachel is doing that with then Sheena and Charlie.
Yeah, so everybody is like, so like, again,
they're
so
all mean girling. The only one not is Ariana later at the end of the episode.
Exactly. Ugh. Ari.
Exactly. Like, that's the thing is that then Sheena becomes the mean girl to fight the mean girls. It's like none of you guys are realizing that you can't mean girl a mean girl and then play victim on the other side.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what it is? And the thing is with Katie, Lala and Christina Kelly is they're just like pretty like it's even though they like they won't admit they were being mean girls, but they for the most part they know that they're like that they how they are. And the other ones kind of bother me more because they act like they're completely innocent. I don't exactly. think that the other girls think that they're innocent. They might not agree that they how what level of meanness that they were at, but like the other girls are just like, I didn't do anything, but then they're in the same breath doing the same mm-hmm. thing. And it's just like.
Yeah. No, in real life, if you can sense someone is feeling a certain way, it's a totally different thing than like watching it on camera.
Yeah.
So the savageness of them feel like knowing that Rachel's clearly being like singled out and they're all like ganging up on her and being like, Lala is savage.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, so, okay, back to this, though, because, okay. I need to focus again.
So hard.
Rachel, I know.
I feel like there's this, you know, one of those strings where it's just like, then it goes here and here. Like, it's just such, this is such a mind fuck.
It's such
sorry,
a
guys.
Mind fuck.
It's such a mind fuck. It's like, fuck. It's hard to even just stay on one episode because it's, this is the most fucking layered
nuanced. I hate
season.
That. I hate that word. I hate it.
But it is. It's crazy.
We're trying to see all sides and present all sides and like give a full, rounded, fair review of this. But so, okay. Rachel says that. Says what she says, but then she goes, and then Lala is like, I wouldn't trust you around my guy if you've been drinking. And then I said, well, it's a good thing you don't have a man for, you know, me to like take away or something. And Schwartz gives her life for this.
I know.
Which really made me aware of the fact that they all hate Lala.
Oh,
duh.
Yeah.
Schwartz hates Lala. Yeah. Duh. Tom hates Lala, duh. And then I'm like, so Sheena, I'm interested in this. Brock obviously does too, based on the reunion last season and like everything that happened last season where he hated Lala because Lala called him out on camera for not seeing his kids. And he had a whole war with her for that. And so it's like, oh, wait a second here. Have Tom and Raquel been talking? And has he been kind of like maybe amping her up to go against Lala a little bit? Or is this truly the start of them, like, really, really talking? Because that would track, too, because then come the pool party.
Wait, which Tom has- are you talking about?
Sandoval.
Okay.
She has energy and words for Lala. More oh, so than oh, she
yeah.
had.
Oh, yeah. I think that Sandoval was amping. Because, like, yeah, the way he backed her up, it was like, I felt like he was like, he told her, it's like, don't worry, I will back you up.
Yeah. So it does track for me that, like, post guys' night is when they really, really did go there. Because that's the story that she fed. It does track for me that that's when they started to really talk. And they maybe that's when they maybe had sex the first time. That does track for me.
Yeah, the thing is, I just like don't know when you define the relationship beginning, because I do think that there was some, you know, like it all starts small.
It starts, you know, small because it's so scandalous.
So like, do I think that they were fully having sex by this point? Probably not yet. But do I think that they were having inappropriate conversations? It was flirty. Kiss. I still think the Coachella thing, kiss happens. And maybe, you know, like it was just like, oh, don't say anything. That was just like a mistake. And then like, but that lingers in your head. I don't know. I can't wait to the damn reunion so we can get – I want some fucking concrete answers. That's what I want. I want to know exactly when everything started and be honest.
Because he's got a look on his face like he's just living for her. And to hear that she stood up to Lala, who is someone he really can't stand.
Yeah.
And then Charlie comes in and alley-oops. And don't forget, you also said, you know, you're the mistress because you fucked James when blah, 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 blah. And they're like, yes, this is amazing. Don't you feel great? I bet that felt so good, Rachel. And she's like, feeling yourself, just like, yeah. She does this dumb impression of Lala, too. She's like, she was all, yeah. I'm like, okay. She is getting, I mean, they're loving this, though. To be honest, if I didn't know all about Scandoval, there's an element of this. It's like, you know, Lala does deserve to get stood up to.
Yeah, you know what? And that's the problem is, like, we can't, it's really hard to separate what we know and
yeah,
and what's actually happening, you know?
Because Lala acts all big and bad.
Because, yeah, like, it's so interesting. Like, would I be, like, high-fiving Rachel and Charlie, you know, if I didn't know about Scandal?
Yeah.
Hard to say.
Hard to say.
Because I don't think I necessarily agreed with everything Lala did in the last episode. As I think I was pretty hard on her in my review because I just felt like she was just really hypocritical and needed to take several seats.
And I still don't. I'm still not loving Lala's actions in this episode. I still think she's being mean. I still think the way she handles things isn't correct. And I still think even in real time, the way she was handling people's critique of her in the last episode was not cool, because she's like, words are just words. I follow up with actions and
no,
don't critique me.
Big.
Words are also actions, by the way. Like, yeah. That's, I don't like when people say words are just words. That only applies, by the way, when you're talking about like someone apologizing for like cheating on you and then they continue to cheat on you but saying sorry. That's when you can say words are just words. Yeah. But like your words that are hurtful, those are still actions.
And like, yeah, and words can lead to people doing physical harm, and we know that.
Yeah, so it's like she still doesn't think that she should ever take accountability for anything she says. She doesn't want to ever apologize, and it's not nice. So there, she's not flawless, and it is, I wish I could like erase temporarily the Scandoval information while I watch this season, just so I can see like what would it be like to watch this.
Yeah,
and then I can like turn it back on.
I tried to do that the last episode, which is like, it was really hard to even give Rachel any of my empathy, and I was able to a little tiny bit in parts, but like this episode, yeah. I couldn't do it.
It went away. James texts Allie. He's like, Raquel just got here. She goes, so leave.
She meant that.
Yeah, she did. So
I mean, I would say the same thing too. Like, leave.
Like, what the fuck is she doing there? Guys' night. Like, why is Rachel there?
And I thought, and I think that is it bad that I kind of felt bad for James? Because he was like, he seemed like he was really looking forward to this, like, guys' night. And, like, they just roll up in there, and it's like, no one seemed to care that that would be not good for James. Like, no one cared.
And Schwartz and Tom both looked like they clearly knew it was coming, and they were like, yeah, I know, sorry, and just did not give a shit. They also didn't care if James left. They're like, okay, bye.
They were like, you know, yeah, because they, unbeknownst to both of the, or unbeknownst to Schwartz, he was like, maybe I'll hook up with Raquel, and Sandoval's thinking the same thing. Everyone's just trying to hook up with Raquel, apparently.
Yeah.
Ew.
Back in Havasu, though, Lala's guy that she met that night is going to come over. And Katie is all about her having that single sex, and boring ass Christina's like, don't do it. Christina, shut up.
Yeah, Christina, like, this, do you know I need a show? Like, we want Lala to hook up with this man. Like, Christina Kelly is not the vibe for me. Like,
no.
She's too put together. And that's not bad. It's just, like, not good for my television viewing. Like, you're too put together. And she's always been like that.
Yeah.
Like, and that's Lala's why she's
like,
never fun.
Oh my God. Lala's being cute. She's like, I'm so nervous. Like, I haven't had sex since I conceived Ocean, blah, blah, blah. And Katie's just like, do it. She's just like, not listening. She's like, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Just do it. The guy gets there and is saying all kinds of sexual things right in front of them.
I know.
And I was like, okay, dude. I need you to stop.
I know. I was like, but don't. Like, this is exciting.
Let them go into the bedroom. If I was them, I'd be like, okay, we're going to.
I think this was probably the most exciting part of that whole trip was Lala getting laid.
For them, yeah.
Yeah. Good for her, though.
She had a good time. She's awakened. I know exactly what that is like. I didn't have sex after I broke up with my ex for a long time. And even when I was with my ex, I hadn't had sex for a while. So the first time I did, I was like, oh, thank God. It is a whole different experience. So she needed it. She's alive. She's good.
I have a question for you. I know that you, before the season came out, and there was, like, obviously from this trip, and Lala saying she was like, couldn't even sleep in the bed and it was wet. I remember you had
and I was all grossed out about it.
Yeah, you had a huge issue with it. Are you now a little bit, now you see the context of it, you're like,
not mad.
Not mad. I wanted to ask you that because you were really mad about that.
I was. I was, because it felt like she was doing what she did with Lisa Vanderpump in episode one, where she was like overly sexual, and even Lisa Vanderpump was like, what are you talking about? You're not getting any of that right now. But now that I know it was from an actual hookup and she's not, like, showing off, I take it back.
Yeah, it's different.
Take it back.
It doesn't even seem as crass as it did.
It seems like an actual, like, a girlfriend would say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad. Yeah. I just wanted to
take it back. Tarot card reading with James and Allie, blah, 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 blah.
That was really boring, and I didn't need that.
Blah, blah, blah.
How did that not get scrapped?
Yeah. Why was this not like one of the never before scenes for next week?
Because, like, it wasn't even good enough to be never, like, we never needed to see that.
Like, the only thing that was good was when James's confessional, where he says, Raquel is fucking up everyone's relationships and everyone wants to point the finger at me, but let's point the finger at her for a second. And it's interesting because before Scandoval, I wonder how this would have been received. I wonder if, like, we would have clocked it, but now that it is post-Scandoval,
yeah,
hearing it is like, ooh.
I feel like James actually had an intuition this entire time, and he didn't even know what it was.
Exactly.
But he just was like, something is off here.
Yeah, he did.
And he keeps saying it throughout the episode. He's like, what is happening?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, it feels destructive, and, like, it's always me. I'm the one. No one gives a shit about me, but... Anyway, so at Pump, Lisa meets with the Toms. Tom Sandoval orders a beer and a frosé.
Yeah, I saw that. But then I was like, was the beer for Schwartz? Because I thought Schwartz was drinking the beer.
But I didn't.
No, it's both in front. Both of them are in front of Tom.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell from
bold.
The... Also, Froze. I know, right? I'm like, Tom, you would. hey, Froze.
They decide that they do not want to be bought out. And they're like, okay, Schwartz, it's like, you know, I'm selling my house. So we'll be able to use that. And it turns out they need $50,000 more to open.
Why? Like, well, what is this money for?
Well, they say, and I am sad to admit that I mentioned this last week. The issue is, one of the issues Schwartz mentioned is their chef is great, but he's never run a kitchen before. And remember last week I was like, he wasn't at all a chef. He was like one of the guys on the line, kind of.
Yeah.
I was shocked that but I'm like, maybe I missed out. Maybe Frankie did something else before, but it is such a different thing to run a kitchen than it is to like actually just be a line cook or be so like I wonder, it's such an the kitchen is so expensive, like the appliances, knowing exactly what you need, and if you already get things built in there and realizing like, fuck, we don't actually need that, we needed this, and so that can get super pricey. Especially if you realize, like, after it's already been installed. So I'm wondering if it's that. Then that made sense to me. I was like, oh, shit.
But, like, isn't that supposed to be, like, Greg's department? Like, what is Greg's – what does Greg bring? Like, how can he make this happen?
Yeah, is he just the guy that comes in and gets mad?
Yeah, like, I just don't – I don't know. I don't know.
Exactly. So they're not on track to open on the 26th because they'll be at Gina's wedding. So now they want to be on track to open on the 31st. And so Schwartz is like, I'm going to post about it. So, you know, there we go.
Can't wait till Greg fucking annihilates them.
Exactly. Until he's like, when did you guys say the third? I bet Greg's going to get mad that they posted about it. That's what I'm predicting.
Oh, he's definitely going to get mad because he did not. He's going to feel like undermined him. Yeah,
they didn't text him. They were supposed to text him.
As soon as that happened, I was like, I can't wait for that Greg blow up because that's not good. He's not going to be happy about that.
Nope, not at all. Okay, I'm not ashamed. Well, maybe I'm a little ashamed. I'm a little embarrassed to talk about this. If you think that you've got an abnormal odor down there and you are embarrassed to talk about it, I send everyone over to Lume. Lume. A couple years ago, I noticed an odor down there and I panicked. I thought I had to go to the OBGYN. And Lume makes deodorants for your whole body. And the tagline is for pits, privates, and beyond. And I was like, how have I never thought that maybe I could have body odor down there? You know, because like summertime, running around, you know. So I bought Lume and I used it once. Odor gone. So I looked further into Lume to be like, what is this? What is happening? It was actually created by an OBGYN because they were tired of the vagina getting blamed for odors and all the misdiagnoses going on. And they use mandelic acid, which stops odor before it starts. So this is like a pre-odorant. And this can keep you smelling good for up to 72 hours, which is a long time. I kind of hope you shower before then. But hey, you know, whatever. It can, if you need it, it can. It's aluminum-free, baking soda-free, and paraben-free. It's skin safe. You do not need a lot of it. There's a variety of scents. My personal favorite is toasted coconut. This is what I use. I smell delicious down there. Let me just tell you. And that's an adjective you want to use when describing below the belt, if you know what I'm saying. New customers get $5 off Lume's starter pack with code SHESPEAKS at LumeDeodorant.com. I use Lume everywhere. I use it under my boobs. I use it in my thigh folds. I use it in all of the places. All the places that can get a little not so great. That's why I really love the wipes too. The cool cucumber wipes. I feel like I've been to a spa. Little quick spa refresher, even though half the time I'm using them in my car. Lume's starter pack is perfect for new customers because it comes with the solid stick deodorant, the cream tube deodorant, and you get two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash and deodorant wipes. and free shipping. So as a special discount offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code SHESPEAKS at LumiDeodorant.com. And that equates to over 40% off a Lumi starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code SHESPEAKS. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com and use code SHESPEAKS. Just a little, it was just a little round robin moment, but Tom and Ariana with their little coffees. He's like, she's like, I love my coffee. This is after guys' night, so I'm just noting it.
Okay, and I also would like to note that he says, he acts as if like Ariana is not loving. Like, I keep seeing them have these cute little couple moments. Like, what? Like, I feel like Ariana has actually really clocked into this relationship, and she, I feel like she is trying, but he's clocked out. Like, he's stopped. And she can only, like, she keeps on saying she wants to hang out with him. Like, he's constantly leaving her. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm sorry. I think I'm also gearing up for the reunion and the gaslighting that's about to he's got to spew out of his fucking mouth towards her. Like, you don't have sex. You don't, we're not intimate. We're just glorified roommates, things like that. And it's, but it's his fault. Because he keeps leaving her.
Fucking pissed.
And if he's going to say also that she doesn't support him, and I've seen, there's so many examples of her supporting him. It's like,
that's
insane.
Such an insult. I think that's like the biggest insult. Yeah, because we've watched her support his dumbass through so much stupid shit, like embarrassing shit. Shit she shouldn't have told him is stupid.
She really has defended that man. Like, any spat that she's actually really had with the cast is because of that motherfucker. So, like, everything, every argument that she's had has been because of this bitch. So you guys wanted it. Here it goes.
Yeah.
I'm gearing up.
Fuck him.
I'm gearing up. God. We're gearing up for him because now Sandoval is becoming in the fucking mix now. See, see what happens? Now we get more Sandoval. We weren't getting this, a lot of Sandoval. Now his dumb ass is coming up more. Rage is about to come down on him.
Because there's plenty of shit to pull from the decade fucking we've been watching him.
He is a fucking little, like, no talent, off key, bad hair and style, bitch. I fucking hate him. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so Sheena and Brock apparently have a list, like a checklist of daily things to do, including a 1 minute kiss.
What? I missed the 1 minute kiss thing.
1 minute. One full minute. Yeah. The wedding is 2 weeks away, and she references her first wedding, which we just finished recapping.
Yes.
Over on
Iconic.
The Patreon.
Iconic.
Yeah.
It was actually a really nice wedding, guys. Like,
yeah,
don't be
really
fooled.
Nice. Yeah, no, for sure. But she's like, I was so all about it. I was in denial because I was just like, I just didn't want to admit it. It was just so magical. And then she says, until I found out that he was buying drugs again. I really hate, I cannot go down that road right now. The shade.
I didn't
road,
like that she said that because we also know that he really was struggling with addiction, and she was actually quite awful to him in that time. So,
like, do not drag Shay's name any more than you already have, because you married him and you chose not to be supportive. And I do know that he did lie. He's not innocent.
Yeah,
but he was an addict, and you. Okay, moving on. I can't go down the road. Please go down that road.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah,
literally
seriously.
On the Patreon.
Literally on the Patreon. Yes. So her friend Jamie calls and says that the resort is fully sold out. And I'm like, are you just trying to get your, it's 2 weeks away.
I know.
Like, are you just trying to book?
So I have to ask you, because you're actually the perfect person to ask. You've been debunking everything for me. So I'm going to ask you. I watched a TikTok because that's what I do. And people are saying that they feel like that conversation that she had with Jamie on the phone was actually staged and that she wasn't actually like, you know what I mean? Like, and I didn't think that when I watched it, but then rewatching the scene, I was like, maybe. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that, like, I think that whole scenario happened, but I almost feel like she needed to have it on camera or something. And it did kind of seem like a staged phone call. What do you
think? I felt very weird about the scene too. It did not feel
like, I don't think she was authentic. Actually on the phone with anybody. I think she was like, okay, I got to get, this is setting it up because I'm going to have to ask Katie for the room.
Yes, because then Brock is like, why don't you talk to Katie about it?
Yeah, I think that was a staged
phone
conversation.
Yeah, it didn't.
And also, Sheena's not a good actor either.
Yeah, so I can fully support that because it did not feel, didn't feel super authentic.
No, you're
what?
Not.
You're,
what? Yeah, it was just all too fast. Like the responses weren't like.
No,
like,
there's no way because then you have to pay an off resort fee. No, yeah, like you are one of my bridesmaids. Like, absolutely not. That is not. Let me call some people.
Yeah. And she's like, she's my bridesmaid. She needs to be with me. Like, yes. It was just like very much setting up, like, we need to get Katie's room back.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can agree with that.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to decide that.
Like, it might be a real scenario.
Yes.
But the conversation seemed fishy.
It was a staged conversation to set up.
On camera, what needs to happen, yeah.
Because that was a real conversation she had off camera, but they needed to reenact. It's a reenactment.
It's a reenactment. And like most reenactments, it's not so great.
Not so great. It was not a good reenactment. It was like oxygen level.
Yeah,
reenactment.
Ooh, and if you are a true crime head, you know that that is one of the worst of all reenactments. Oxygen reenactment.
I was watching all of them though.
Yeah, of course. Katie and Ariana's business meeting was some major girl power shit, in my opinion.
Oh, yes. They're doing everything right.
Let me just tell you right now, when they talked to Sabina, I was sold. I was sold on their business plan. They said, hey, how do you normally start these pitches? And she said, you start with your background because people connect to the human being over the concept. So why now? They said, the sandwich shops are male-dominated industry, okay? So people would go to our spot for something different. Two women? Okay, they're cool on the concept. Why do you have the background to make it a success? Ariana says, I have a successful cocktail book. I've been a mixologist for 15 years. Katie says, well, my mom ran a restaurant my whole life. So for me, this is a very full circle moment. That gave Sabina chills.
I just had chills when you said it. I'm so proud of them. Something about her. I can't wait for my sweatshirt.
Then the location. The location they found, it's considered a second generation. So they already got a kitchen. They don't have to do a bunch of work to it, put a bunch of money into it. Sabina, she's sold. She is sold. I'm sold.
You know, it's like the tortoise and the hare. Like, I love that story because it's like the Toms, they just wanted to like move so quickly, and that's why they're in a strip mall. And I'm not like sorry, but they are. And it's just like, because they just want it, and they're pouring and pouring like crazy amounts of money into this like place that like they probably could have found a better place and had spent less money if they had just slowed down. Mm-hmm. And at first, like last year when they were like Ariana and Katie were talking about the sandwich shop, I was like, I didn't know like where it was gonna go, but because it felt like they were just moving so slow. But it goes to show when you do like really think about everything, you'll get a better deal. You'll get what you want and do it the right way. I'm excited for them. I cannot wait. Let's go to the sandwich shop.
Totally. Like,
we have to.
100%.
I'm so excited for them. I was like, that meeting was so empowering.
God, it was so good. So, so good.
So good.
Yeah. All right. Over at Sir, I was so pissed the way Rachel pulled James aside. She's like, so I noticed you left the Montreon early. I just wanted to check. Are you okay? Don't fucking worry about it. He's not your problem anymore. Just so you know. And I think by now you can figure out why he left early. You know, you get it. You get it. But she's the vibe she has. This is the energy. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be everywhere. So if that's going to be an issue, that's the vibe I got.
Oh, that is what she was saying for sure. It was like very taunting. Like,
yeah.
And just like. She just like keeps like inserting herself in James and Allie's situation. Like, well, she's going to have to deal with it because it's like, she's not. And it's like, it's almost like, I think that she is I can understand why James is getting a little paranoid about his like place in the group or if his girlfriend will be accepted, because it's like, she's making it clear, like, well, she's not going to always be invited to everything. Excuse me? Like, didn't you catch that kind of?
But I will be. But I'm going to be.
So, like, she's not going to be able to be at every event with
that's
you.
That's a great point.
Like,
I didn't catch that.
Excuse me, bitch.
I didn't catch that.
And you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, how, like.
Girl, I didn't catch that. Oh, my God. That's an even worse part. That makes it worse.
Yes.
Like, then she goes, I don't know if you're going to the pool party at Tom and Ariana's. And James is like, oh, I didn't know about that. She goes, well, you're invited. Tom Sandoval told me. Oh, did he? Oh, ew. Did he?
Now I'm going to put back on my I know what the fuck's up hat. It almost feels like she's like, I'm the unofficial host as well.
Yes.
Like, ew. Like, why are you like.
Don't do that.
I was cringing. Like, I was like, do you think that this is you and like, it's like, it's Tom and Ariana's pool party, but what she thinks, what she's like, unbeknownst to Ariana, it's me and Tom's pool party.
Oh, girl.
That's what it felt like.
I can't. I fucking.
Well, you're invited because like we made the guest list together. And of course,
yes.
Like, you want it. Invitation right here. Allie can't come though. She can't come.
Oh, come. Oh, I'm so pissed.
She's crazy.
All right. Over at Tom Tom, Ariana and Katie and Lisa talk about how they're getting that location. Lisa's loving it. But then Lisa's like, so Katie, are you going to Mexico? Like, what's happening? So then Ariana's like, okay, wait, about the hotel.
I love, you know, Sheena was like, Ariana, can you ask Katie?
Which I'm okay with that. Like, I am like, okay, whatever. Okay, I don't know where we're going to land on this because I'm actually of the mindset of at this point, like, Katie, let them have it. I actually am. I'm like, Katie, let him have it. I know you may be on a different page.
You know I am. You know I am.
I'm like, Katie.
You know I am.
Katie, go to Mexico, take the money, whatever, but just let him have it. It's Sheena's wedding. You don't want to go. I get it, but it's her wedding. So okay. I'm like, let him have it. Go ahead.
I have conflicting mindsets. Okay. This is my problem. On one hand, Katie's whole point of going was because she said that she had a non-refundable room. I get that. I was in a similar situation recently. So you're like, well, I guess I'm going on this trip. It's non-refundable. That was her excuse of going and adding Christina Kelly. The problem has been solved because they will buy her out of the room. But the problem is Sheena has pissed her off now. Now she doesn't want Sheena to win and she's being petty. Do I think that like, sure, let Sheena have the room, yeah. But then a part of me is like, well, Sheena's being a little dick. So you're like, so part of me is like, well, then no, you can't have a room. That's the petty part of me. And also, as an audience, I kind of want her to say no because it creates more drama and we're going to get a lot more interesting footage in Mexico. So I need Katie to be there.
What I want is for Sheena to apologize appropriately and say, I am so sorry for what I did with Raquel and with Tom. I know that's why you're not going to the wedding at this point.
Right.
But I'm hoping that we can let that go. And I'm hoping you can understand that I would like the room. Unfortunately, the way she ends up tackling it, we'll get to the way that scene goes down because I was screaming at the horrible communication that was happening in that scene.
Yeah.
Because it was wrong all around. in this moment right here, I'm okay with Katie being like, I'm not doing anything about it because she doesn't understand quite the severity or that they're going to give her money. She doesn't understand that.
Oh, at that point, she doesn't know. Like,
she doesn't know they're going to give her money. She thinks that they're just expecting her to like eat the $1,000. And I would be like, well, that's not happening.
That's not happening.
Eventually, when we get to it, they don't communicate properly and it goes down. We'll get there. I thought the whole scene at the pool party was an absolute clusterfuck.
The only person communicating properly was
Ariana. The only one.
Ariana was literally that poor girl. She tried so hard.
Constantly. She's like, no, don't, no, stop. Okay. All right.
I feel like she was on everybody's right side at the right time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like when it was when she was on Sheena's side, like that made sense. But then, like, then Sheena was like, no, don't do that. No, no. Like, she was bouncing around very correctly during that scene.
Yes. And then no one got it right. And it's very frustrating. Yeah. So, speaking of Tom and Ariana's pool party, and when Rachel comes in, I don't know if you caught this, they even subtitled it. Ariana says to Rachel, what is it like being the hottest person on the fucking planet?
I miss that.
Mm-hmm. I know. Because she's standing next to her 10 feet tall and her, yeah. Yeah.
Man.
It killed me. That killed me.
Because there's other things in that scene that killed me because Ariana's just so kind to Rachel.
Yeah.
How could you do that? Like, that's what also, for the people who keep on trying to downplay Ariana and Rachel's relationship, like, what are you guys watching?
Yeah.
They're like, Ariana's been defending Rachel to her friends that she's been friends with for very many years. She's not going to do that for a stranger, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
then so we're introduced to this guy, Joey, and that is the actual guy that Raquel made out with at Coachella. What?
I couldn't tell if they were being serious
I didn't take it as
that was actually what happened.
Yeah.
I was more taking it like, and then this is really the guy.
Yeah. So we're moving on.
we're done with that guy.
We're done with that guy.
So he wanted to be on camera bad, though.
Yeah. He's like, thank you.
He was so excited. He's like, I'm going to be on camera.
Yeah. So Sheena's telling Lala about the hotel room situation and the issue, and she doesn't. Fair, she doesn't want Katie and Christina watching from the balcony making fun of her.
That is so fair because fair. If I was Sheena, I would have PTSD from Christina and Saucy. And Christina is the one. She is the one main one who does like get you in that like catty mood. Like she was the one who was like amping Saucy up.
Lala tells Sheena, though, she's like, okay, that's fine, but I am not going to forgive Raquel for what she said. She is weak. And Sheena's like, she has built so much confidence. And Lala says, that is a PC answer. Okay. And Sheena is like, but then she's like, I've also been labeled a mistress and I have your back. I'm like, I don't think you do, though, because you're playing both sides.
She's not even playing both sides. She's on Raquel's side.
That's a good
point. Was riding hard. Sheena always does this. She will, like, she picks someone and she then rides hard for them because she's, like, kind of, like, she's appeasing Lala in her face.
Okay.
She is riding for Raquel because whenever we get to, you know, when she starts telling Raquel what she said, like,
I noticed a part, their friend Brad jokes that Rachel's spray tan is rubbing off on him, but then Sandoval's like, that might be mine. I'm noting all of it. I hate it.
Because I think I hate it because we just don't have a definitive answer. All of this is speculation, obviously. Like, we're all just trying to be like, was it now? Was it then? Like, was it back when James and Raquel announced they were splitting up? Like,
everything is up for speculation, and we won't get any answers until the reunion.
Exactly.
I want them to just release all the episodes so we can binge it and just
move. I know.
I don't have time for this. Like,
I don't have time for this week after week.
I need to get to it.
Yes. So James thinks that Sheena, he's talking to Sheena. He's like, how, like, he's concerned because Allie's going to be in Mexico with him. And he feels like he's being singled out. He feels like they're clearly picking Raquel's side in this breakup.
Of course.
And he's like, yeah. So he's like, how, like, is she the only one that wasn't invited to this, like, one of the wedding event things? And Sheena's like, no, not at all. I don't know if I believe that, but whatever.
I mean, I
think that's kind of normal.
But I mean, I'm not going to be mad about that because Sheena is clearly best friends with Raquel. Why would she allow James's new girlfriend to go? Like that, like Raquel's in her wedding. Like,
yeah.
She's going to, like, I'm sorry. I'm not like, as much as I like, it's reasonable to, for her to say, this is about a line that I'm not going to cross. It's going to make my friend uncomfortable. This is who I'm very close to at the time. She probably won't want your girlfriend there. She's, no.
Period.
Not going to have it at my wedding. And I don't know her. Like, you guys just aren't dating. Like, I don't fucking want her in my wedding pictures.
Yeah. James asks Lala, he's like, he asked Lala, Katie, and Christine, he's like, so how did it go with Havasu? He's totally stirring the pot, and I was obsessed with it.
I know. Like, he's had it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. James wants like, he needs anyone who hates Rachel right now. He's like, so yeah. You guys hate her too, right? Because yeah, I need like, that.
She ruined my boys' night. My girlfriend can't come to the wedding.
Yeah. He needs it. And Lala goes, watching Raquel try to create thought is mesmerizing.
Okay, that was funny to me. I'm sorry.
That was funny. Sorry, because it's okay.
Because she really was.
She really has a hard time.
I mean, that was like actually the perfect description of what was happening. Like, and I know that sounds mean, but it is what was happening.
Like, we have to be able to laugh about it. Like, all other shows do this, guys. Every other fucking show
that is what happens.
Shade.
I watch.
They read each other. Yeah. That's what they do. So now we can't. Like, this is part of the fucking.
I know. It's like
reality TV.
Being too mean to Rachel. Like, well, maybe she shouldn't sleep with her fucking friend's boyfriend.
Or like they can. Rachel gets a read on Lala too. That's funny. So like we can laugh at both sides. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good. Okay. Let's just. Moving forward, let's just all agree that if someone does a funny read, whether we like them or not, we can laugh, right?
We can laugh. That's allowed. Like, that's what makes, like, Atlanta so fucking funny, Potomac so fucking funny. Like,
I'm going to laugh.
Damn it.
If it's funny, I'm going to laugh. And I'm no one's going to get on my, like, no one's going to tell me otherwise. Like,
yeah.
Sorry, it was
so
fucking funny.
Then Raquel talks to Sheena, and Sheena immediately, she's like, Lala called you weak. Okay, see?
Didn't even have, weren't even two... 2 seconds sitting down before she just told on Lala. That's what I'm saying. She is more Raquel's friend right now in this moment. And she's all about Raquel. Right now, that's just, she knows, like, she gets really one track. She's all about Schwartz right now. She's all about Raquel. Those are her two people right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then Raquel, so she's allowed to switch into this gear because Lala's doing it too.
Yeah.
So she's like, I think Lala is pathetic. Obviously, I'm not a weak bitch. I mean, fine. Like, I know that we hate Raquel, but like, Lala's in there talking shit too. So like, I let her have this.
I'm not mad about anything that's happening because honestly, this is all fair.
Right.
I mean, also like, again, I'm watching a television show. Like, I need them to do this.
Exactly. So
I would rather her do this and be like yeah, someone help. I would be more annoyed if she had someone fight her battles. Go in there. Go, you big and bad. Go in there.
Yeah.
Go in there. Let's talk to Lala.
So Ariana asks the girls, she's like, look, if it was me with the galaxy lights, would you have been making fun of me? And they, but then they like rewrite history. They're like, we liked the galaxy lights.
You lying.
No, you didn't. I think at this point they don't know that she heard them.
Oh.
Right?
I forget that like we
They see, don't
like,
know.
They don't know. Oh yes. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know.
Yeah. They have no clue.
That's actually really funny now. That's actually makes that whole scene more
funny. Yeah. Yeah. And Ariana, in her confessional, she's like, I'm pretty sure that they were being mean girls. She knows. She knows them. She knows how they are. And Ariana, so here goes Ariana being so perfectly diplomatic and fair. She's like, I'm not down with the mistress comment, but there's unresolved issues with the James stuff. And then Lala goes, we've moved on. No, okay, you've moved on, bitch. You told her 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I hated that Sandoval was right when he said that to Lala.
Exactly.
But also, I just like, why are you getting involved?
So then Katie goes, she needs to get her head checked. And then Ariana goes, no, that's mean. Because Ariana's amazing. But then Tom comes out of nowhere. Where the fuck have you, where are you? What the? He goes, Katie, here's the thing with you. He's all aggressive. If somebody doesn't have your exact perspective, they're somehow wrong. And Ariana walks away and says, Tom, I'm walking away because I'm not doing Tom against the girls thing. And I was like, oh, okay. So she's over it now. She did this last season with him already and did the like, you're sounding real men's rights right now. And she's like, I'm not doing this with you anymore. She's finally, I think, acknowledging like, you're a misogynistic piece of shit. How do I get out of this relationship? I think that's what's happening deep down in her heart.
Yeah, because again, like I said, most of her spats have been with having to justify Tom yelling at Stassi at her book launch at TomTom, Tom yelling at everybody.
Yeah.
Or like getting involved in the whole, like, I mean, the whole Jackson Britney's preacher thingy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And she's like, what? Like, she's always having to, like, well, this is his perspective. Like, you know what I mean? And always having to try to explain Tom's thoughts, thought patterns or actions. And she's tired of it.
And because she's on the right side of history, he is not.
Yeah.
And so Katie's like, look, I was having fun, Tom. And it was like whiplash. So this is like what I'm saying. She needs to get her head checked. And then Rachel appears. She's like, hello. It's like shows up out of nowhere.
She did show up out of nowhere, didn't she?
Where'd you come from?
She's at like.
And Lala goes, are you here to partake in the conversation? And Rachel's like, Lala, literally, you like, and then she pauses for a while. And Lala goes, put a thought together. I know you can do it.
God, it's so good. That's what I was like, girl, do you like, I'm like, I'm here for it. Like, let's go. But the back and forth between you and Lala, but like. Lala's quick, girl. She's quick and she's so slow.
You need to come up quicker. Like, you need to be like, okay, I know exactly what I'm going to say when I walk up there. But then you do that. Lala, you literally, like, nope, can't pause. You can't pause. You got to have it ready. And so then, but now Tom is like all up in this mix. Jesus, can you stop? I can't unsee the bully that you were to her for no reason, just to flex your power.
God, he's so annoying.
God,
I cannot Rachel's stand like, that man.
Rachel goes, you slept with James. And Lala goes, you got over it. Clearly, she didn't. But now Tom is fully fighting this battle for Rachel. Fully. He's doing it. Get out. Get the, you know, let her do this, dude, because all of the women have to do it. Why are you in this?
It's so weird. And then also to see the passion in which he is defending Rachel is so infuriating, knowing that that's not what he could put into his own relationship. Mm. Like, put that energy that you're like into working on your relationship into caring about your partner, like, after it all comes out. Like, where was all this fury?
And I need Rachel to stop saying just you slept with James. Finish the thought. Say you slept with James and lied to me for 6 years. Finish it. Because you just keep going, you slept with James. And she's like, and what else happened? Because when you stop it there, like, you let her go off. But now James is getting pissed because James is like, please stop saying my fucking name. And he's like, this is deeper than that. Lala's never liked you, right? And then James is confessional. He's like, I would do it again. dude, don't do that. Like,
he was just mad, though.
Exactly. Well, the problem when you say shit in a confessional, that's not as good. You say it in the moment, and I can get away with that. When you're in the confessional saying shit, not as good. Not as good. But Rachel goes, "You're a bully. And if you guys," sorry, I'm trying to get this out. This is her doing her best. This is her best work. She goes, "You're a bully. And if you guys are going to be like little chihuahua followers, I'm done." I'm like, that was her best.
Oh my God. Katie couldn't even.
She had.
Hold it together. Like, and he was like, that's what you, that
she
was
took
it?
That long to get it out. Like,
she's like, chihuahua followers,
I'm done. I don't need these people in my life. Okay. And then James tries to have like a one-on-one, like, right there. He's like, so why do you keep saying my name? I thought we were cool. Like, what do you, why? She's like, do you seriously? He's like, do you know how hard it was for me? Like, it's affected me emotionally knowing that you lied to me for years. And he's like, okay, he like walks away. And then this is where Lala was just being a fucking bitch. Cause then Rachel's trying to talk to her. Rachel is holding her own in this moment. She's trying. Okay. Lala is like looking down. She's like, oh my God, is she still talking? Is she done? I'm so bored. Is she talking? Ariana's literally like, stop. You're being so mean. She's like, I'm so bored. Oh my God. Oh my God. She's still going. Girl, that's childish. Yeah. That's some childish shit. That's some nasty. That's not a woman. That's some nasty, nasty, nasty shit. Sorry.
Gross. No, she was dismissing her. I mean, that's what she always does to Raquel, isn't it, though? She always dismisses her. She does not. Mm-hmm. She's never respected Raquel. She's never wanted to speak to Raquel.
Mm-hmm. And now she gets to be like, this is why, with all the Scandoval stuff. She gets to be like, this is why.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
But Rachel calls Lala a bimbo, giving off bimbo mistress energy. Girl.
Whoa.
That is the pot calling the kettle black, honey.
Like, mistress.
Mistress Bimbo is like kind of your nickname now.
Yeah.
That should be your new Twitter handle. Like, God, yeah.
All cheating is bad, but like, again, like a lot of the cheating on Vanderpump Rules are with like, it's like Lala technically was a mistress, but she didn't know that lady. Like, it's bad, but like, she didn't know her.
And again, let's blame Randall for that, because he was lying. Like, we're not ever blaming the guy for being the one who's lying and being like, no, yeah, I'm totally divorced, separated, blah, blah, blah. Like, the women are getting lied to.
This is what I think it, like, what people are like not getting. It's just like, they were friends.
It was when she was sleeping in her bed. Tom got out of that bed, went into the other room where Rachel was sleeping, had sex with her, and then went back into the bed with Ariana.
That's like, it's just like everything was right under Ariana's nose in her home. They were in her home, her sanctuary, the place. Like, that's like, that's what people are like, they're missing that. Like, this is just, it's more than just an affair. Like, this is so personal. It's insane. I don't know how much more personal you can get. Like, it's crazy.
Such deceit. But now, after this, now Sheena brings up the hotel. And this is where I was like, not the time. Not in a group setting. Not like this. And not like you're mad at her.
Yeah. See, that's my thing. That's why I was like, should Katie give the room up? On paper, yes, but the way Sheena's been acting, like, I wouldn't either. Like, you're not giving me any reason to do you a favor. You want me to do you a favor, right? When I've only been asking you to do me a favor and not meddle in my divorce with Tom and push Tom toward people in our friend group. I've asked you that several times. I've begged you that, and you won't do it. So I don't feel like doing you this favor. And that's why I'm like okay with Katie being a bit petty here.
Yeah, no, the way that Sheena approached this was, A, Sheena could have called Katie by now,
right?
She could have called her. Like why have you not called her? Why have you not picked up the phone and been like, Katie, I'm really fucking sorry about how everything's played out. No, you decide right after they've had this argument and you've dealt with this, you go, so let's talk about the hotel. And you, and you sit in front of her and you're like, because Katie says it's a non-refundable ticket. I'm not going to eat the $1,000. It's about, and then Sheena goes, oh, okay, it's about money. I'll Venmo you $1,000 right now then. So if it's not about money, it's about something else, isn't it?
Oh, well. Like, first of all, get out of my face.
We're really feel like you're being nice to me right now. So now I get it. Katie's not budging. But then Sheena walks outside and she's like, your ex-wife is pathetic.
Oh.
When fucking Schwartz says, I got an idea. I'll tell her I'll get back together with her if she goes to the other resort. She divorced you, dude.
I know. I did not like that comment. I did not like that comment.
What? She would actually, that would make her not want to go to the other resort. She doesn't want you.
The way that they were talking about her outside, I was like, keep that damn room. Keep that damn room.
And so Ariana,
no one's getting that room.
Ariana tries. She's like, okay, what about what's, and then now Katie is stuck. Now she is like, no, no, no. And Christina goes, we're not going to be like on the balcony with binoculars. And they flash forward 2 weeks to them on the balcony in their robes.
I'm sorry. That's why I'm like, I need Katie to be there, because that is TV gold right there. Like, we need that footage of them just on the balcony, just watching. Like, come on, man. We need that footage. I need it as a viewer.
Katie's like, I'm not in the wrong for going on a vacation I paid for. Now Schwartz is in the room. Lala's co-signing this. And Lala says it would be good for Katie to think about Katie for once. And Schwartz is like, she always thinks about herself.
Oh, hell no, bitch. Ugh. Schwartz was pissing me off.
Schwartz proves that he just really doesn't like Katie.
And that was really sad when Katie kind of comes to that conclusion herself later.
Yeah. That was very sad. Then Schwartz is like, don't do it for your business partner. And Ariana's like, don't say that. Like, don't do that. Then he's like, okay, you're just so emotionally entitled. And Ariana even goes, okay, I don't know what those words are together. Like, he's like, we're not going to abuse. How are we going to get Katie to do anything we want if we're going to be mean to her?
Yeah, like, that's not, first of all, have you met Katie? Do you think that that's the way to do it?
Now, is Schwartz like twitching? Schwartz looks like he's tweaking or something. Like, this man has done too many drugs in his day, because his face doesn't look right. Like, his eyes don't look right. His mouth don't look right. They show a shot of him outside, and his face just looks like he's twitching.
Yeah, I would rewatch this episode again.
Yeah, I watched it twice, so like, I caught more. Like, I always have to do two watches because I'm like, I have to like see.
Yeah.
You always miss something on the first watch. And they show him when he walks back outside after being like, she's emotionally entitled.
Yeah.
They show it. They just show him like looking back inside. I'm like, dude, what is up with this guy's face? It don't look quite right. I'm telling you. Don't look quite right.
I just really didn't like the peanut gallery. Like, especially Rachel. Like, she has always so, why does she have so much to say about Katie and Tom's relationship, marriage, divorce. Mm-hmm. Like, she has so much commentary on it. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. And I would have felt that way even at before the Scandoval thing. I never liked her commentary on their relationship, even before we heard about the Scandoval, like when they were in the kitchen early on, when the double date Sheena set up at Schwartz's before they go to Tom Sandoval's show. Like, her talking about their like marriage, I don't like it. It's mm-hmm. it's unnecessary, and she doesn't want that about like reciprocated with her and James. So like, I don't understand why she's the disconnect. Like, why she can't understand where Katie's perspective. I feel like Agreed. She should understand Katie's perspective out of anybody.
Agreed. And then Katie leaves. Schwartz follows her outside, and he's like, "What is it you want?" She's like, "I want an apology." And he's like, "For what?" Oh, get the fuck out of here.
It's so frustrating. Like, why do they think she's being crazy about this? This is not an unusual request. Don't date anybody in the cast.
God.
Easy.
So exhausting having to explain something that seems so obvious. And inside, well, I mean, Lala's
a bad
like,
person. So, like, he was cheating on her the entire relationship. So, for him, he just really doesn't see why that's a big deal.
With, yeah. Like, inside, Lala's like, "I want Katie there, so I'm not gonna."
And I get it. Like, if I was like Lala too, like, I would like to hang out with my friend.
I would like her to be there. So, sorry about that. Watch What Happens Live. Did you catch it by chance?
Oh, I sure did.
Jax's face is pretty scary. I'm honestly like uncomfortable looking at it. It looks
really?
Like it's kind of,
is
it
that
like
bad
kind
for
of,
you?
It looks like it's kind of painful.
It's definitely more chiseled. I don't know
it's
what it
pulled.
Is. It's pulled. Is that what it is?
I think he got a lift.
I was like, I wasn't sure if it like, I was just like, it's very like.
It's like, ugh. Yeah. And he got new teeth. So that's all I could stare at. I got to say, I was very disappointed that he even tried to say Katie cheated by bringing up the motorboating a D. Because that was a rumor they made up. And also, that doesn't count as cheating.
Yeah.
Even if it is true. It's like she was at a club and like danced with someone. Like, what are you talking about? She did not cheat on Schwartz. So don't. It proved to me that he hasn't really changed.
Oh, no. No.
I didn't really get much out of that. Watch What Happens Live.
I mean, I got it. I enjoyed seeing them because I did enjoy Jax going off on Sandoval. That was fun for me. I just had to like cherry pick what I chose to listen to be honest, in that whole thing. Miami Girl, like we already knew that was real. Just pretty much, I just kind of enjoyed him talking shit on Sandoval, to be honest. I feel like we just need it. So
I thought I was going to like it, but I felt like, I guess savagely, I feel like they haven't done Watch What Happens Live in so long, and it felt like they were rusty.
Oh, yeah, they were very rusty. They were talking over each other.
They felt nervous. I felt like she didn't really have much to offer.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like I could have got all of this from his Instagram posts and Twitter.
One thing I did get that I was, that stuck with me that I was grateful for was finding out that they went to that Labor Day party in Orange County.
Oh, yes. That was good.
That, because you know what that brought me back to? When her
the
dad.
The birthday.
Yes. It's like, it just, so her grandmother is like sick, dying. She needs him. And he pretends that he can't get an Uber home so he can hang out with Raquel at this Orange County Labor Day party.
Asshole.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was a good one.
That was a good piece of tea. Because then we can get that into the taping for today.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy could ask a follow-up question about that.
Yeah. Okay, my full answer is I regret saying I wanted Jax on Watch What Happens Live.
Okay.
I do. I feel like I forgot how much of a dick he was to Ariana when he was on the show his last season. Making fun of her sexuality and shit. And I was like, oh, I forgot. I forgot he's an asshole. I forgot that he doesn't deserve. I forget that he's also kind of weird now too. And like, I don't know. I felt icky watching him. That was my takeaway. I was like, I could have just looked at your Twitter, Instagram posts. I didn't need you on Watch What Happens Live.
Do you think that they'll get offered?
No. I do not. I don't think they had enough to offer. Like their story, they don't have enough of a story. If they want to play the like, we're a happy couple, happy family card, what do we need you guys for?
True.
You know, like in theory, because of I was so swept up in the initial excitement of Scandoval, because we also were recapping season 3. And so it was kind of like, I wanted to basically go back to season three and have them redo season three. But now we're in current times. And in current times, they're different people. And they're not, it's just not the same. I was like, I was nostalgic.
Yeah.
And current Jax with that weird face, I don't want to watch that. I was like, I can't look at this guy.
Do you think that we'll be let down with Kristen talking about like nostalgia?
No, because I listen to Kristen's podcast and I she delivers.
Okay.
She's good. He just seems like he's such a fake. He's just so fake to me.
Oh, he I mean, yeah, he's, like still, he's still doing the whole like facade thing. Like, I mean, even in his like some of the answers, I'm like, it's very obvious what the answer should be to some of these games, these questions, like the biggest regret, cheating on your wife. And it coming out the way it did on
like
so publicly.
Still lying. Like, he still lied about a few things. And Brittany had to be like, no, honey, you lied. Just admit you lied. And he's like, okay, fine.
Yeah, because he's like, I've never lied. What? You have, like, two of the largest lies.
Yeah. Like, so I just realized, like, never mind. There was a reason why I was done with both of them their last season. Like, their last season, I was like, if they're back, I'm not watching. So I was reminded that they had a heyday and it's gone, you know? And so when he was on Watch What Happens Live, I was like, what is this? What are we doing? He's still lying. He's still pretending to be this person. And I'm like, I felt icky watching it. And I was like, I got excited, guys. I apologize. I forgot.
Well, I'm going to be scrolling on my phone all day just trying to see tidbit, like anything I can.
I don't want Andy to do that thing that he does where he posts in his stories from the reunion taping and he always posts something that's like kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Like remember like the Beverly Hills? Yeah, remember like the Beverly Hills reunion? He posted some fucking shit from like, he'll
like
be like,
Lisa Rinna hired.
Yes!
Like, yeah.
And they sound too happy and it like pisses me off.
Yeah, you're like, oh no.
So I don't, if he posts something where he's like, Tom, how's it going? I'm like, I will kill you. Are you looking at his stories now?
No, I haven't yet. But
let's go look right now. Let's look in real time.
I don't know if you want to keep this in, but I literally, do you know who Rachel is? Not Raquel Rachel, but Rachel from like, she's like the Black Bachelorette. But I was serving Rachel Lindsay. So, and because she was on Watch What Happens Live, and I forget who she was paired up with, but they were talking about like Vanderpump Rules, and she was like giving me life, like to the point where I was like, I want her to host this reunion because I feel like she will give me the satisfaction that I'm looking for. She'll ask the hard questions, so I just kind of told her that when I served her the other day. I was like, I caught you on Watch What Happens Live. We're talking about Vanderpump Rules. And I just feel like you should host it. I hope you should host the reunion.
What did she say?
She said, I would love to. She was like, Andy would never. But she was like, I would drag them. Like, I would, like, get into them. And then we started talking about Raquel. And she was like, oh, no. She was like, we need her in person. She needs to be sitting there. Like, no, we were like – King,
we should try to get her on the pod.
We should. She was so nice. She was so nice. Like,
oh my god, should I reach out?
You should. She was so nice. And we were having such a good time talking shit about.
Oh my god, do you think she'd come on?
I think she would. She was so nice, but she was like, honestly, I would be down to like. I was like, she was like, Andy was just too excited for this like reunion. He would never. And I was like, well, I mean, he had Nicki Minaj come on for a segment for Potomac. So like, I don't see why he can't have a co-host.
They need to start doing that. They need to have it. It needs to become normalized that they have at least one segment that they get a guest in.
Yeah. Because
it's a good change.
She was like, the thing, the energy she was giving on Watch What Happens Live, I was like, that's the fresh energy I need at this reunion.
Should I, when I reach out, should I be like, when you were at Soho House.
It was tell her it was quiz night.
Quiz night.
In your server.
Quiz night, your server. I'm actually okay. She's like, okay, I'm actually gonna do that because that could be fun.
I don't think I gave her my name, so she wouldn't know my name. But she'll remember because it was a quiz night. She was there. She was there for hours because it was quiz night.
Okay, okay. I'm
and
going
we were having
to.
Like her and her girlfriends who were amazing. Like we just they're having a good time. I was like helping them with one of the quiz answers.
okay, maybe.
And that's why I kind of get they like you know, I was like, by the end, I was like, we had such a good rapport. I was like, I don't usually do that, but I was like, I'm doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because I was like, you never do that.
I never do it.
Ever.
And I was like, I'm doing it. I was like, the vibe
okay,
is right.
Okay, so we will definitely, I'm going to reach out.
You should.
I'm
yeah, I think she'll be amazing.
Reach out and we'll have her, because you and I never have guests join us, but we could have like a little special, like, we can have her join us for a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
I don't know. She was just so much, she was fun. I think she has like fun takes and she's honest and I feel like she has a really good, like, clear, concise, like, because she's a lawyer too. So it's like, she's so like articulate.
Yeah, so. No, she was, I caught only clips on social media of her episode. So I didn't actually see the whole thing. And I've always liked her from just social media clips I've seen. Because I don't watch, I'm not a Bachelor Nation gal. And I know we'll talk offline. Sorry, this is already a really long episode.
Sorry.
All right, guys, let me wrap us up. And is there anything else? Did we cover everything? I feel like we've rounded out this episode. As soon as we stop recording, something else will pop up.
Of course it will.
Although they're pretty radio silent right now because they're in the reunion. So
and
we might
I hope
be safe.
I hope we don't get too much because I do. I'm with you. Like, I want to be surprised.
Yeah, I want to experience it fresh. But anywho, you guys, we love you so much. We mean it. Especially you Patreon people. Extra shout out to you Patreon people. You've been extra fun in the comments. I need to get you like a login or something so you can interact with the Patreon people.
Yeah, I was like, I always wonder what goes on over there.
I know. And
I'm gonna start subscribing.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just give you my login. Duh, what am I saying? Anywho, love you guys. Bye.
Bye. I didn't say it at the same time, damn.
I hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you did, would you mind leaving me a 5-star rating and review on whatever platform you are listening? If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget there's the super thanks option down at the bottom, the little button with the dollar sign and the heart. And also I'm on buymeacoffee.com/shespeaksbravo if you want to buy me a little coffee or two or five. And my Patreon, that is where I'm covering all of the classic Bravo jams. If you want to follow me over there and subscribe, link is in the description. And follow me on Instagram and TikTok at She Speaks Bravo. And whoever the guest was for today, all their information is always in the episode description. So if you want to follow them and check them out, check there for the info. And any of the sponsor codes that I mentioned in this episode will also be in the description. I love you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.